Welcome to the Brand Builders Lab podcast. I'm your host, Suze Chadwick, certified business and mindset coach, author, and speaker. Each week, we'll be talking about simple but powerful business and mindset strategies that will help you build a lean, clean, and profitable business so you can learn to get out of your own way and pay yourself more. Forget average. It's time to level up. Welcome back to the podcast. Amazing to have you here. I hope that you are having a fantastic week, whatever that you're doing. It's a good start to the podcast, isn't it? But you know, I like to leave these things in so that you know it's never always perfect. Anyway, I have been having some fun. I went to an event last week with some beautiful women in business and just had new ideas coming to me and new energy, and just getting out of my office and being with other people was so good. And it was kind of a planning day, but I've already planned in my business. But I still thought, you know something, I know that there's always something that I can get for my business when I get out and I change my environment, I change the people that I'm speaking to, and I think in a different way. And after going to the event, I had all of these little epiphanies about what I want to do and how I want to do it and how I want my week to look and all of those sorts of things. And so it was such a great use of my time. And those sorts of things. I just really want you to think about, are you getting out? Are you getting amongst it? Are you changing your environment to be able to think differently? And I guess that kind of goes with our topic today, which is how to stay motivated to create in your business. And today's topic actually came from a question that was asked at the event. See how it all links together? So somebody asked the question and said, I've just got so much to do. I've got so much going on. I've got so much work, all the rest of it. Like, how do you find the time to do these things? And how do you stay motivated to do these things? And I thought that is such a great question for the podcast, because I know that this comes up often. I know that so many people struggle with staying motivated and making sure that they're doing all of the things, getting all of it done. So that's what we're talking about today, and I can't wait to dive in. If you struggle with staying motivated, if you struggle with working out what am I going to create and when am I going to create it and all the rest of it, then this episode, my friend, is for you. Now, before we dive into today's episode, there's a couple of things I wanted to say. The first one is that I have got a goal to get on more podcasts this year. So if you've got a podcast or you know somebody whose podcast you think, oh my gosh, Suze should be on that podcast, then I would love you to let me know. Otherwise, tag the person. Otherwise, if you have a podcast and you would like me to be a guest, then let me know. Because that is something that I'm doing more of. I am doing more PR. I am getting on more podcasts as a guest. I've got some great speaking gigs coming up. I am putting it out into the universe that I want to get out more, that I want to get out and speak and connect and do more things. So I'm very excited about that. And I wanted to let you know so that if you know anybody that is looking for a speaker or a podcaster, then you, my friend, can help me out. Yeah, because we love to share with our community so that we can all help each other. So I wanted to let you know that. And if you can share it, that would be fantastic. Thank you in advance. But listen, let's dive into today's episode. So I'm going to break it down into three core sections that I think can really help you to stay motivated when you're trying to create in your business. Now, if you're somebody who really struggles with creating or with content or with just being consistent, all the C's, then this is for you. And I think that if you can start to really take a look at some of the things that I'm going to share with you today, then it's going to really help you to understand why you're doing what you're doing and how it's going to help your business. So the first thing is clarity, is that when you get really clear on what you want to happen in your business and then you work backwards. So for example, if you know, like, what are the different factors that help you to get more clients? Things like when you grow your social media, when you're more visible, when you have more website visits, when your name is out there, building your personal brand, etc. So getting really clear on what do I actually want to happen in my business? And being specific about that, I think a lot of times we're like, I want to grow my business. I just want more clients. But the question is, what would actually get you that outcome? So when you're clear on what's going to get you that outcome, and if we were to break it down just into some of those things that I mentioned, then for example, if you're saying, well, I want more people to come to my website. Okay, so what drives website traffic? If you want more people to be on your landing pages, on your sales pages, to be booking calls with you, and all of that happens on your website, then you've kind of got to make that the central point and say, okay, what are all the ways that we're going to get more people to our website? Because we know, here's the hypothesis, we know that when more people come, then we get more inquiries. Yeah, we get more people who are finding out about us. They're reading through our sales pages. They're booking calls with us. So in order to get more website traffic, then you're like, well, maybe we need better SEO. So taking a look, is the copy on our website right now, is that driving traffic? Is that something that we need to take a look at? Do we need better copy on our website? Do we need to be writing more blogs that are very specific to our clients' pain points right now? At this point in time, not just generally, but right now, so that we can be found because we know more people are looking for these particular things. They're looking for help with that. Yeah, do we need to create more training, more freebies, more lead magnets, whatever it might be, so that people can get a taste for who we are, what we do, and how we can help them? So when you start to reverse engineer what you want to happen, then you can become very specific with it. So I think the first thing is gaining clarity. What do you want to happen? What would good look like? And then what are all the ways that you could make that happen? And the other thing I just want to say with clarity is having a goal. So having a specific amount. So for example, if you go to your Google Analytics now, and hopefully you are accessing your Google Analytics so that you can see how many people are coming to your website. This is a core number in your business. You can see how many people are landing on your sales pages, on your blog posts, etc. Then you can start to make some informed decisions about what else needs to happen. So at the end of the day, it is a volume game. Yes, you want quality, but the more people that are seeing you, the more right people that are seeing you, the more likely you are to have conversations, inquiries, conversions, clients. Yeah. So I want you to think about that first thing. Am I looking at my Google Analytics? Right now, if I've got 1,000 people coming to my website in a month, then what could I be doing that could get me 2,000 people to come to my website, or 1,500, or whatever it is that you want? So give yourself a measurable goal, because I think one of the things that people struggle with in order to stay motivated is that they don't really know what they're aiming for. They're like creating, putting it out into the abyss, and then like, who knows what that did? Who knows whether that helped? And so when you can have a baseline and have clarity about what you want to happen, where are we right now with this, if anywhere, what would good look like? So we go from 1,000 to 2,000 website visitors. And then what are the things that could help us get there? So for example, if you were to look at your Google Analytics and you're like, well, you know, these blog posts on this particular topic seem to be getting some good traction, like we're getting some hits from it. We seem to have people that are staying on the page for a long period of time, like our bounce rate isn't very high. If you use platforms like Hotjar, you might be able to see where people are going. And also, you've got links to your products and services within that blog post. So from there, you might make a decision that, all right, let's write a whole lot of posts on this particular topic. Now, one blog post that I wrote years and years and years ago was all about pricing and packaging. And that is still my number one blog. It's where we get a lot of traffic from, where people are looking for that information. So what we've done over the last couple of years is that we've made it better. We've made it more informative. We've kept it up to date. We've added in some links to products and services. And so we're making the content that we have better, but then we're also taking a look at how else can we create from here. And so when you've got that clarity about why you're creating, then it means that hopefully you're more motivated because you know what the result is that you want and you're able to actually measure that as you go. And to keep under clarity, if you want to grow your socials, then you need to be thinking about, well, what do I need to do to grow my socials? Now, over the last couple of months, I have focused in a very different way on my socials and have grown several hundred new followers. And it's because I've been very deliberate. I'm doing reels on a regular basis. I'm having conversations in the DMs. I'm like putting out more content. And so that's seen my followers grow as well. So be intentional, have the clarity. I want to grow this. I want to talk more about it. I want to attract more of the clients that I want. We've started using ManyChat as well. Now, you don't need to be using all of these. You just need to make a decision about organically, what do you need to do in order to get the outcome that you want? The other thing around clarity is also knowing that when you have more conversations, then you're potentially going to be getting more clients as well. So when it comes to staying motivated to create, then really take a look at what am I creating and what's causing conversation? What is encouraging comments? Where am I getting my engagement? And once again, then going back, reverse engineering it and saying, okay, if that seems to be something that's working well, let's continue to do that and grow it and build on it as well. And then when you get really clear on what you want to happen in your business, then you can make informed decisions where you're not just like creating for the sake of creating it without any real goal and not really knowing what you want the outcome to be. So that's the first thing, is around clarity. And I actually think that that is something that a lot of business owners, both new and old business owners, do not do very well. So when I speak to either new clients or even some people in my community and we talk about what their stats are, what it is that's working, what's not, I get a lot of blank looks. And so this is once again part of your CEO day, is taking a look at your numbers, taking a look and understanding what's working and what's not. And I think this is where you can avoid burnout too, or you can avoid the hustle, is that when you are just creating for the sake of creating, you don't have goals, you're not looking at what's working, you don't have any insights, then you are just on the hamster wheel. You're just like, the more I create, hopefully something sticks. It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall and being like, well, I'll just create and then we'll just see what happens. And that can really create hustle mode, and it can burn you out, and it can be very demotivating when you're not getting any results because you're not being deliberate, focused, and strategic in the way you are creating. So that's the first thing. The second thing, and I know you're gonna hate this, but it's true, is all about commitment and routine. So we're talking about how to stay motivated to create. And I think the one behavior that's really important is it's not about how you feel. It's about what needs to get done. I always say that if you were in a job somewhere and you needed to get certain things done, you would just get on and you'd get it done. But when we're in our own business, we think that that's not required. Like, if I don't feel like doing it today, I just won't do it. And yes, we get flexibility, and yes, it's amazing. But also, when we don't do things because we don't feel like it, we're actually the ones who pay the price for that. We're the ones who don't get the results. We're the ones who don't get the payoff from doing the consistent work that's required. So I think we've just got to be a bit self-aware and reflective of our own behavior and what behavior is serving us and what behavior might be holding us back. Then that makes a difference. So one of the things I hear is, I don't feel like doing it. Like, I'm not motivated. It doesn't matter if you're motivated. It doesn't matter if you're motivated or not. You've just got to do what's required to be done. You know, if I don't feel like selling, well, then I'm not going to make sales. If I don't feel like doing my admin, if I don't feel like paying my bills, we've got to stop looking at how we feel about things all the time. Not with everything, but with some of these things, they're just core things that have to happen in your business. So we want to do things that are strategic. We want to make a commitment and build a routine. So if you really want the results, then you will commit to do the work that you know is going to get you the results. I don't know what else to tell you here, but that is such a core thing. So if you've been around for a while, you'll know that I have a routine of 8:30 to 9:30. I grab my coffee and I create content. That could mean that I'm going and commenting on other people's things, or it could mean that I'm creating my own. And I'm going to say it. AI is helping me to take what I already have and get so much more out of it. So we're pumping in transcripts from podcasts. We're pumping in webinar transcripts. I'm pumping in stuff from my book. And then we're looking at how do we create more blog posts? How do we create more captions? How do we get more out of it? So having that routine, like being really clear, number one, on what it is we're trying to do. So for me, I want to do more PR because I want better backlinks. I want to get on more podcasts so that I can access more audiences. I want to increase our website traffic going to core pages and also through the blog. So on the weekend, using content I already have and AI, I created like 3 blog posts and they were good. They're good. Like I'm really happy with them. AI gives me about 60%, 70%, and then I go in and copy edit it, and then I add story, and then I add bits and pieces, but it was so much quicker for me to do. And so just starting to have that routine. So now I've made a decision that every Monday I'm going to take a look at what is trending, like what is a topic that I'm hearing about or hearing from clients or out in the market, etc. And so what can I then write on my blog so that I can access the audience that are interested in that? Obviously, it's relevant to my audience. Obviously, it's relevant to what I do. But now that I have got that as a tool in my business, that really helps me to stick to a routine and to commit to an outcome, I'm now saying, okay, on a Monday, one of my jobs, so 8:30 to 9:30, I'm creating content. A couple of hours is dedicated to CEO day stuff, looking at my metrics, my finances, all the rest of it. And then I am writing a blog post and I am doing some project work. So that is a commitment and really just getting on and doing the work. I think the other thing I just want to say here is that you've got to really look at how productive you're being. If you're somebody who doesn't want to work all the time, like for the majority of time when I'm not in a super busy period, which I am at the moment, I am in a very busy period of my business, but when I'm not in a super busy period, then I want to start work early and I want to finish work early. Now, if you want to have more control over the time that you're spending in your business and the work that you're doing, then you've really got to be productive within the time that you've got. And when you are doing content or creating content where you know why you're doing it, you know what you're doing, you know what you're talking about, you've got different systems in place for ideas, then that's going to help you to be more productive. So one thing that I do when I'm watching TV with my hubby, if he's watching something that I'm not particularly interested in, and I'm scrolling through TikTok or Instagram Reels, and I see I listen to an audio that I think would be really great, I'll just save it. And then what I'll do is that the next day during my content creation, I'll go straight to that saved TikTok or that saved audio and I will go and create something. And one of the things that I'm really focused on is that I need to create it in under 10 minutes. Normally it can be a lot quicker than that. It can be 5 minutes, depending on what it is. But I'm like, this is not something I'm going to spend 2 hours on. This is something that I spend 10 minutes on. And then I get it out and then I move on. And I think that really finding your groove with that. And if you struggle with it, let me know. Yeah. If you struggle with it, then come and join us in Club Done. We'll help you to like move through that and get it done. But I think that we've just got to find a way that works for us, but also find ways that other people might be using that you can learn. Because I think sometimes what we do is that we're like, oh, I don't know, like I haven't found something that works for me yet. I haven't found something that works for me yet. But you've not tried different things. You've just kind of been like, oh, I just haven't found what works for me yet. But I'm like, well, what have you tried? And you might have tried one or two things. And so for me, that's a fun and easy way to do it. When something really grabs my attention, then I'll save it and I'll be able to see what other people have done, and that might inspire me as far as what I could be talking about. So really think about what you can do that's going to help you to commit to a routine. That means that you know when you're creating content, you know that you're being consistent with it. And the third thing is around clients, results, and measurement. And so knowing your goals. So the first thing we talked about was clarity around what I'm going to do, why I'm going to do it, you know, what good looks like, what we're actually aiming for. And that's your starting point. The second thing is getting a routine and really committing to it. Professional practices. I talk about it in BBA all the time. We want to run our business like a CEO, not like a toddler. We're not wishy-washy about it. We're like, I'm committing. I am deciding. And I've said it before with the podcast, every single week, we're up to episode 327 for 7 years. Every week, we get the podcast out. It's not a nice to have. It is something that we do. And this was something that I said at the event as well, is that we know how many listeners we've got every week. We know what we want to do to grow. We understand what our marketing strategy is. We understand that the podcast builds brand and sells our product. We know how much money the podcast has made for us through the brand building and the marketing over the years, because we track that. So it's a commitment that I've made to show up like this every week and share what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, so that you can learn from it. And it's not whether I feel like it or not. So I know that that might feel like you're being called out if that is something that you do. Like sometimes I do things and sometimes I don't. It depends on how I feel. And I think that there are some things in business you can do that with, but if you want to build consistency, and I think this is what you've got to decide. Do you want to be somebody who is consistent and who has a routine that helps you to grow your business? And if you're like, no, I prefer to be, you know, go with the flow, see what happens, then that's totally up to you. And if that works for you, and if that helps you be successful, if that helps you get clients, if that helps you generate revenue, then do that. But for the majority of people that I speak to, and for the majority of people I coach, having systems, strategies, structure, routines, metrics, knowing what you're going after, really streamlining your business to focus on the things that matter rather than doing all of the things with no goal in mind and no structure, no routine, I think can be a lot harder, especially when you want to scale and grow, because you've got no structure in place. And so the third thing is really taking a look at what are the results. So now that I have my goals and I've got my routine, then it's going back and taking a look, are we hitting the goals that we want? So this should hopefully motivate you as well, because you're like, okay, did that work? We did this, we did it for a month, we did it for 3 months. What did we see? Did we see a growth? Did we see anything change? So in my Google Analytics as well, I was just looking at it this morning, we can see how many sales we've made through the website. We can see how many people landed on a particular sales page, how many people bought, so that we can see what the conversion rate is. And so I'm like, okay, so how do we increase the traffic to that page? How do we increase the traffic to the website in general? And then when people read through this blog, we send them to the sales page on this product, or we send them to the freebie or whatever it is. And so let's measure that now on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, so that we can see what's actually happening. And I have shared before that I really had this thought at the beginning of the year that when I create content, it brings me clients. When I show up, it brings me clients. So that motivates me as well, having that thought. And I think that if you're someone who's kind of like, well, I just can't commit and I'm not motivated and I just don't know whether I want to do it or not, you're having thoughts that are telling you, is it worth it? The thought that you're having is this worth it? And you have not decided whether it's worth it or not. If you're not doing the work, you've decided that it's not worth it. And I'm going to assume that that is an emotional decision and not one based on metrics. Because the other thing is that you can try things and test them and see what works. And you might be like, okay, we tried that. It didn't quite work. But what about if we did it this way? Or why didn't it work? Like actually really understanding and seeing what the results are so that you can then try something different. Or you can tweak and change what you've tried and try it in a different way. So really understanding your strategy and why you're doing it, measuring what's working so that you're not creating just for the sake of it and putting it out into the abyss, but you know what's helping you to actually grow, and then having the tools and schedules that help you create more without being on the hamster wheel, burning out, being in hustle mode. So I really want you to think about, when you are creating content, what is your regular routine for seeing what's working and what's not? I shared a while ago, and I don't know whether it was on the podcast or not, but I got some stats from Plan, which is my scheduler, which shows me how many website clicks I'm getting, which shows me how many new followers I've got from Instagram. And so now I'm thinking, oh, like if I got 200 clicks from Instagram to the website last month, I wonder how I could get more click-throughs to the website. Do I need to do more stories with the link? Do I need to have more calls to action? Do I need to like write more blogs and share them so that people are going through? Like what else can I do to get more click-throughs to the website? Because followers are great. Obviously, we want to increase followers, but along with that, we want to make sure that we're increasing the click-throughs to the website, because I'm only really going to click through to a website if the content is of interest, if something that they've said has piqued like my attention, if there is something that I want from their website as well. And so how can we build that within our content to make people want to go over there? So when we talk about the first thing, which was clarity, really knowing what you want to do and then looking at how you continuously improve that is really going to help you to achieve more of your goals. So if you want to stay motivated and you want to get really clear on what content you're creating, those are three core things that I think if you sit down and you work it out, it's really going to help you. It's going to help you to decide where to focus your energy, and hopefully you're going to focus it on things that are actually moving the dial. And if you can get in and get out, I think that is a big thing as well. Like for me, content creation does not feel like heavy work because I get in and I get out. I don't spend loads of time on it. I make sure that it's good quality. I make sure that it's value. I make sure that there's a call to action most of the time. And I do it within a certain period of time. And I use the tools that are available to me to make it quicker, easier, like more comprehensive, better value, all the rest of it, so that I know that what I'm putting out is working for me, but it's not taking me all day. So those are my three things that I focus on in order to stay motivated and consistent when it comes to my content creation. If you've got any tips, let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram. But this is something that is not going away. And I think the sooner that you can work out how to do this in a really efficient and effective way and being strategic with it, I think the sooner it will pay off for you. Yeah? So happy content creation. Yeah.